Hello, and welcome back to Guilty Pleasures and Shameless Treasures. I'm your host, Courtney Farron, and I'm here with my permanent co-host, Ollie.
Hello.
So what's new? What have you been up to?
What did I do? I walked down in the snowstorm today to the grocery store. It was about a kilometer and a half away, so it's not too bad. It's a very nice walk.
Nice.
My ankle hurt.
Aw. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear.
I'm just joking. How about you?
Good. I mean, let's just be transparent here. We've been making little jingles about each episode that we've been recapping, and we made one about Winterhouse from our last recap, and Katie Flood reposted it. So we're having a good day.
Very happy about that.
Guys, so go on to at Courtney Farron Zero on TikTok and check out all these little jingles about all of our episodes we've been recapping because it's exciting. Because it's gonna blow up because Katie Flood shared it on her Instagram and she's been liking and looking at our stories. So for me, it's like the best Christmas morning I could ever have, really, like, if we're being honest.
Yeah, I mean, it is a show that I've been keeping up with.
Winterhouse. Southern Charm. Today we're recapping Southern Charm, FYI.
But Winterhouse we've been keeping up with, so, you know, it's someone that I watch, and it's pretty cool.
And I do like her.
I think she's really cool.
I like her, too. Oh, sorry about that, guys. I'll put Do Not Disturb on.
Yeah, sometimes the moms get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Katie seems very nice. Yeah,
and she likes your little jingles.
It's funny.
They're hilarious. So guys, go check them out.
How fun.
Follow us. Actually, I'm just gonna like plug a bit because I never plug. So I'll just say follow us on at Olimo Music with a K, and at Courtney _ Tache 1212. That's our handles, and we'd be happy to connect with you if you want to connect with us, and if you want to see all these little jingles about Winterhouse and Southern
Charm.
Yeah,
we'll keep making
them. And we're going to keep going. Like, we've got Summer House coming up. We've got Vanderpump Rules coming up in January real quick, and so don't worry, guys. The content's going to keep coming.
Yeah.
So, today we're talking about Southern Charm.
Mm.
It is their Jamaica episode. They're finally getting over to Jamaica. It doesn't start off in Jamaica, though. It starts off there. And there's a couple important key parts that happen before they go to Jamaica. So, the first one being when Shep and JT are at that, like, store buying clothes for Jamaica. And Shep says basically that the night, like the previous episode where they were all having a guy's night, Taylor was texting him and they show the screenshot, right? So the screenshot says, "Hey, are you good?" And he goes, "Yes, I suppose." And she goes, "I'm asking dick wise." And he goes, but this is important to note, "Ha ha, prolly." Not. He doesn't say probably. He spells it PROLLY. And that is the most disturbing part for me.
Why?
Because it's like, you're fucking almost 50, bro. You can write probably. So, and then.
Don't get my chap, okay?
He's and then not, she goes.
He's fine.
Okay, fuck you. I'm just going to be with Austin then.
I like them both. Definitely Austin like Taylor. Austin Shep?
Oh.
She's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, just kind of, I don't know. She's a funny character. She really acted out in that situation, I gotta say.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, if you've got a guy that's like,
but it's sexist to say, like, what guy, you know, guys would act like that? Like,
of course they would. They would act way worse than that. Okay, how is Shep getting over Taylor? Fucking a bunch of girls. And fucked a bunch of girls when they were together. So the fact that, yeah, she's being a little bit trashy right now, fucking let her. He's being trashy. But he's not seen like that. So what's, like, you know, I feel for her. I see her pain, and, like, I've been there. She's also young. Like, she's in her 20s, right? Like, and he's old, and, you
know. She's in her 20s. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Late 20s, but still. Girl. Yeah, it's sad. Yeah. It's she's lost. And he was taking care of her, I think, in more ways than one. He got her to quit her job, like, you know.
Yeah, I don't, like, she makes stupid decisions, but I just, like, I don't
I made a million stupid decisions, basically, until I met you. And even then, I made stupid decisions by, like, leaving all of my shit behind and going to be with you. I just, for me, it worked out. Most girls, it doesn't.
I can't find any reason why to, I mean, yeah, the obvious reason.
The thing with her friend, with Olivia, hurts me.
With Olivia, but this episode, we kind of saw a bit of a side that maybe wasn't considered
of Olivia.
To why Olivia was so
well, she's upset. In love with Austin. She wouldn't have cared about the whole situation if Austin was just like a fling. She's still in love with him. She's being totally sexual towards him.
Yeah.
But
so
before we go there, basically the other part is that Craig calls Paige.
Well, Craig plans this trip. They mentioned it, I guess, last episode.
Yeah, because Shep was giving him a hard time about it.
To go, whoa, why don't we go to Jamaica?
No, because, like, Shep was like, I never see your girlfriend. Yeah, because, exactly. But it's because she doesn't want to go out to, like, bars in Charleston.
She doesn't like them.
Let's be honest. She doesn't.
Maybe she doesn't. I don't know.
Well, she says she has no friends in Charleston. She repeats that a lot.
That's not good, but yeah, I don't know much, so I
but, like,
know
when
that.
You and I were long distance, I, like, made friends with all your friends. And, like, when I would come visit you, yes, we would spend time alone, but we would also, like, see your friends and, like, integrate a bit.
Yeah. It's not fun hanging out with friends.
Yeah, Paige, I feel you. Listen, like, if anyone feels you,
Paige,
it's me.
You're mean and you're hard. You live a bit. She's got to have some French in her.
She's Italian.
She's very, like, hard and, like, okay, well.
She's Italian.
Yeah, but probably Southern France.
Yeah.
Wait, is Southern France?
Southern Italy. No, I think Northern. Wait. Northern. They're, like, in Paris. I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about geography.
No.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so Craig calls Paige and she's like, nah, I got my own shit to do.
She's also got basically, like, a top podcast, like the top podcast ever, you know? So she's
pretty bossy, you know, and maybe that can sort of translate into boss bitch, yeah.
Yeah, she's like a chuggy boss bitch for sure. She has, like, her deal with Amazon. So she's, like, sells, like, a bunch of shit on Amazon. And she's got, like, all, like, her filming and, like, she does, like, fashion things and whatever, and she's got Giggly Squad, and they do live shows all over the country all the time. So I get it. She's busy with Giggly Squad. I love Giggly
Squad.
So
Giggly Squad is
the podcast with her and Hannah.
Her and Hannah are okay.
They're great together because Hannah's a legit comedian.
So I haven't seen
And they
seen
got
that
like
yet.
They got Just for Laughs. They got a bunch of shit. No, I love their podcast. I actually signed
Hannah's
up for their
cool.
newsletter.
But Hannah and Paige are definitely kind of like two girls you don't really want to fuck with.
No, you
like,
don't.
Hannah's definitely hard.
But oh, they both are. They're both like.
And Paige is definitely
like
hard.
Hannah's from Brooklyn, right? She's an Italian from Brooklyn, and Paige is an Italian from New York State. Like she's a New Yorker.
Like I feel like Hannah, like you can't be soft-hearted if you're with Hannah there. Like, she, like, tears guys apart, probably.
Well, her husband's in his 40s. He's also a comedian, and he's rough. So that's why it works.
Yeah, she needs, like, a rough.
Yeah, he's Irish, and he's, like, a rough. He's got white hair. He's all white. But you know who exactly? Okay, so it's interesting, right? Because he looks exactly like a bit of an older version of Kyle Cook. And like her and Kyle Cook hated each other, but it was like obvious. And then she married a guy that looks exactly like Kyle Cook. And it's just like kind of obvious that their tension was kind of like her maybe not getting the attention from him that she wanted.
What about him with her?
same thing a bit. Like, there was some weird tension there. Well, because
she's got a bit of, like, a sexual vibe
to her. She's very sexual. She talks very sexually.
Like, there's this thing about her that's very, like...
She's very sexual.
You know?
I've had some of my friends call her disgusting, actually, because they're sexist. And they say, like... Oh, she's disgusting because she's, like, so aggressive sexually. And it's, like...
She's aggressive sexually.
She's very sexually aggressive. And she also talks about, like, pooping all the time. Like, her poos and, like, her disgusting...
So she's very masculine.
Yes. And she played professional tennis, like, her whole life. And she, like, almost made it. And so she was always just, like, a tennis... Like, one of those, okay, like, athletes.
This is all making so much fucking sense. But mm-hmm. She is funny. I do. She's funny.
Oh, yeah, no. But anyway.
But wait. No, this is about Summer House.
This is about Southern Charm.
This is not about Summer House.
Yeah, but she's not even in Summer House anymore.
She's not?
No, she got... After the quarantine season, they kicked her out because her and Kyle and Amanda couldn't get along. And at the end of the day, if you can't get along with Amanda and Kyle just a little bit, you're not staying in the Summer House.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, but then, God. At BravoCon, they were like, if you could bring... Because they hated Hannah, right, after that season. And then they were like... They asked Amanda and Kyle if you could bring anyone back from previous seasons, the Summer House, who would it be? And they said, bring Hannah back. We're like over it. We're good with her again.
Yeah, that's a bad call. She's a good character.
She was a great character.
I like Hannah. Mm-hmm. I haven't even watched Summer House yet, but I miss her already.
Well, you've watched it. She could come back. I don't know if she necessarily wants
she's
to.
She's not going to come back.
I think she's really happy with her comedy, her Giggly Squad, and her husband, you know?
It's not about her. It's about the people and what they want.
Yeah.
She doesn't give a fuck. Okay, so Southern Charm.
So Paige says she can't come, and this whole Jamaica experience was supposed to be a time for them to get to know Paige, and then Paige just, like, straight up says no. And Craig pretends like he's not upset, but he's obviously upset, and everyone mentions it. Like, JT says he's really good at hiding his emotions. Other people say he must be upset. Shep surprisingly doesn't chirp Craig, which I was shocked by.
Yeah, because... but next episode they're going to get in a fight.
Oh, yeah, next episode they get into a fight. You're so right. So, yeah, that's not good.
Shep's like, why didn't she come around?
Shep
shit,
is such a dick. I'm sorry. I know you like him. I think he's such a dick. And so, and then we have to talk about Austin. Gal goes to his therapist.
Shep's a dick, but, like, it's just, it's like taking things with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you just gotta, you know, let bygones be bygones. And, like, I don't even know him. So I have no fucking clue. But I know that when he gets mad, and when he was mad about losing at that whatever game there.
And ping pong.
Ping pong. And stuff, like, it's just like, yeah, he really acts up.
He acts up a lot. He's a little bratty little boy.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just something I like about his, like, brattiness and his really interesting vibes.
I know. No, he's very compelling. I always liked Shep, but then I started to see, if you watch the earlier seasons of Shep, you basically only see the charming side to him, except for when he's being mean to Craig, because he's really mean to Craig in the earlier seasons.
I bet. And now Craig's on top.
And that bothers.
He's like, Shep, okay, yeah. Well, don't take, how long are you going to take?
Yeah, exactly.
When they were at their party there.
Yeah, and he was, like, telling him, like, he had 5 minutes or something. Yeah, but he used to be really mean. I don't know. I think what we were talking about the other day when we were dissecting him, like, psychologically, is that when people never have to work for anything in their life, when you never have to get to a point where you're like, shit, how am I going to feed myself this week? You know, when you never have to work for anything, when your parents never force you to get a job or do anything like that, it's actually a huge disadvantage.
Yeah. It's like the difference
it
between...
It fucks your shit up, man. It fucks your mind up.
You know? It's like a clear, pristine ocean water that doesn't give much of an ecosystem. But, you know, that murky lake.
There's a lot of darkness in there.
Full of darkness. Swampy. But full of...
Of great things, but it's not moving. There's no movement.
Yeah, we're talking about the opposite. But yeah. Anyways, No, I'm just saying, like, you know, there's a huge ecosystem in a dark, murky water. Right. You know, that's someone who experiences things, suffering, darkness.
Yeah.
To a certain degree, you know? And okay. Although there might be dark ancestral trauma coming from Shep, it just seems very kind of hollow in a way sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
And it's not. But it is in ways, you know, this is very kind of light and, you know, not much capacity to understand the rest of the world.
It's like, he got in trouble a couple of years ago, for example. You know, those people that like go and like collect cans, like they're sort of homeless, but maybe not. And they collect a bunch of cans.
Okay.
So he was in downtown New York and there was like a person that had a bunch of cans and yeah. He like made like a funny video about them like having too many cans or something, like making fun of them. And he got in a lot of trouble though, because he was, you know, he's this upper class little white guy making fun of someone. He was all wasted.
Yeah. You know what I try to do every time I'm at the stoplight with the people? I make a point, because, like, no one's got fucking change anymore.
No.
But, I really do want to go to the bank and make sure I have change, but I in my truck just
you
for that.
You can't do shit, let alone go to the bank and make sure you have change.
No, you know what? If there's one thing I would do, it's probably that. Yeah. But what I do try to do at the stop, because, like, I really don't think it's nice when, and I look at other people because I want to see the reactions. Like, they come by with their cup and they're just walking by. Yeah. And, you know, usually they make a point to look inside the car to try to get your attention. Mm. And I just always try to look at them in their eyes and smile and really acknowledge, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't got change. I should got change, but I ain't got
but,
change.
But, like, for Shep to post that, on, like, it's socially irresponsible.
It's very socially irresponsible. There's a bit of a disconnect.
Yeah.
But, hey, whatever, maybe if I was, like, wasted or something, I saw a guy, like, with a bunch of cans, and be like, yo, look at this guy, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, but he's definitely got some things going, you know, maybe definitely hasn't experienced life the same way as some people have.
Exactly. No, exactly.
Or let's say that, you know, majority of the world's population.
That's it. So, then, we get to Jamaica.
Oh!
And what happens?
Well, Olivia...
Yeah, Austin, you explain. Because you had an adverse reaction to this. I'm just used to girls being whores.
I didn't have an adverse reaction.
No, but
it.
You were very... Like, it activated you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know. I saw.
What?
No, just like you were like, whoa, this girl's like acting up.
You know, I like Olivia.
I know you love
Olivia. She was acting pretty like sexy towards Austin.
Yeah,
she was. She's putting out some vibes that she has not put out yet in this season.
She did last season to him.
But he did make a comment about something being up. And then she's like ass up.
Yeah, no, he said face down, and no, she was like, you better be face down in the pool, and she's like, an ass up.
Oh.
And he was like, wait, what? And he didn't even know how to respond.
It was funny, and then she was a bit tipsy, I guess, and then
she's tipsy, like, they're probably drinking on the plane.
And then she's like, why is he talking to Madison, like, well,
So then they all go for dinner, and the dinner is kind of like... There's not a lot.
Oh, yeah.
There's not a lot that happens at the dinner.
There seem to be a lot of quiet moments.
Yeah.
Well, the editing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there it is. There's the dinner.
Okay, yeah. So we're looking at the picture of the dinner. There's not a lot happening. Shep, fucking the one thing that's hilarious, because, like, Shep, whenever Shep talks, he, like, gets the floor. But at this time, he was like, Yeah, so the last time I was in Jamaica was 22 years ago on my college trip. And then all the girls just, like, cut him off at the other end of the table. And they're just like, yeah, in the time of Roosevelt. And when the Confederation, blah, 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 just making, like, jokes about him being old as fuck. Because he said 22 years ago was when he graduated college and was there. And they're like, shit, I'm only 29. That's what they're saying.
Oh, my God.
And he just got, like, completely cut off and shafted, which never has happened in like the previous years of Southern Charm.
So whoever is 29 was 7 when he went to Jamaica.
Yeah, Benita. And like probably all the girls. Yeah. So here I'm just going down a bit. So they meet on the beach for dinner and then yeah, so the 22 years old thing. And then he starts giving, like, Taylor's, like, it's so weird.
He's oh, like, yeah.
Taylor's, like, I love food from a different country. Yeah. And then he starts just, like, belittling her, like
how many countries have you been to? Yeah. One country?
Yeah, because
you said countries.
Because he's a literal piece of shit. Like, that's the rudest, most disgusting thing I've ever seen. But she seemed to like it, in a way. Like, she was mad, no, but,
that's
like,
what I said. I was, like, she kind of, because that's... Well, I'm kind of going off the last episode where she, or the second, or whatever, previous episode where he lost the ping pong. They were bitching at each other and then they slept in the same fucking bed.
Yeah, exactly. She likes him being a dick. So
she's, yeah.
Exactly. Except for the cheating, because the cheating is like, it's in our culture. It's like, that's not okay. But like him being a dick to her constantly is okay. And like, to be honest, I'd rather you... Like, I don't know which is worse.
I don't know. There's something about it that...
If you ever spoke to me like that... Even cheating. I don't... Like, if you ever spoke to me like that... Because let's be honest right here about our relationship. You are, if we're thinking about Canada and whatever... And, like, this is going to sound super weird... But you are more upper class than I am. If we're thinking about classism...
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
Yeah. And you
well,
would,
I'm from Quebec, after
no,
all.
No, but, like, your father is upper-class French. Saying. Your mother is British and Indian. Like, they're like you had a different upbringing than I did, right? It's just the truth. I'm more white trash than you are. It's just the truth, and it's just reality. But you would never... And you've been to way more countries. You've been to Morocco. You've been to Afghanistan. No, not Afghanistan. To Egypt. To also Africa. All these places. You are well-traveled. You are, you know... A different, like, version of Shep. Not as much. Like, you're not, like, a slave owner's, like...
I never enslaved anyone,
and you And you don't...
No, I would never!
And you don't get money from your parents every month, but you grew up with
I'm
a different life.
I'm more French than British, FYI.
You grew up with a different life than I did. And
less
you would,
slavery.
You would never speak to me like that.
No Spaniards.
Stop. You would never.
I'd never speak to you like that.
You would never speak to me like that.
No. Would I want to speak to you like that at some point? If I knew something about you and you say something? Yeah, I'd probably be like, well, babe, like, don't lie. Like, stop, like, putting it, you know?
Yeah.
But would you speak to me like that? Fuck yeah. The other day.
What?
We was getting new fucking phone plans from TELUS, whatever that fucking means. And we're in the shop... And I'm like, well, I left my other phone at home.
Wow.
And Courtney's like, oh my God, really? Like, you left it? And and then she was like literally embarrassing me in the place because she was like tearing me a new asshole for no reason at all.
Oh my God.
I think she blacked out maybe. And then.
I did black out.
So I had to walk home. So I walked home to go get my old phone so we could switch the plans. And I texted her. I'm like, well, you're a bit embarrassing. And then, and no, you don't say that to a girl, guys. Don't say that ever to a girl. No, but we've had that conversation before.
You know.
You never say that to a girl, like... But I was just joking, like, because I thought it was funny. I was like, babe, like, you were like, belittling me in the store in front of this guy. But he probably liked it because he was scared of me a bit, maybe.
He was also scared of me.
He was definitely scared of you after that. And then, the funniest thing, so, and then I get back there, we switch our phones.
I forgot.
I didn't even need to go get my fucking phone because the guy's like, oh, well, I thought you wanted me to transfer. I'm like, bro, I'm fucking 30... 32 years old, 33 years old, now 33. Are we 30? Anyways.
33.
And
you're 33.
And I just wasn't sure if it was before my 33rd birthday.
No, it was after.
And so he's like, oh, I thought you wanted me to help you transfer. It's like, dude, like.
He just wanted some alone time with the crazy bitch.
Like, I'm not 6 years old.
His fetish is crazy angry girlfriends.
I can transfer my app iCloud account from one phone to the other phone.
Babe. Okay?
Funniest thing, though. Then, so we're all done, and then we're leaving, and we're walking out the mall, and I'm talking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck. Like, I didn't expect to have to pay the tax on it, which was, like, $600. And then it's like, and then I'm talking, I'm like, yeah, babe, I was just telling you, you were embarrassing me in there because, like, you were being mean to me. But, like, I'm just joking. Like, I it was just funny, you know, I was just playing your game. We walk into the parking lot. I turn around to get into my car. The guy was walking behind us the whole fucking time. Anyways,
babe, I wasn't mean. Was I?
Yeah, you're a bit mean. It's okay. Couples are allowed to be mean to each other. We act up to each other, but, you know, I think Shep bringing that up was...
It's rude.
You know, especially on camera.
He cheated on her. He fucking.
Exactly.
And then denied her dick when she asked for it. Like, at least give her the dick if she's asking for it later. Like, give her that. Don't humiliate her with not saying no.
With the whole table.
With saying probably not. At least give her a probably.
Well, no, and then that, like, oh, well, how many places have you been? No, I would never do that to
you. You would never do that to me. But thanks for throwing me under the bus about Telus.
And I definitely... Well, I think it's a very funny story.
It is.
And to me, it was taken very lightly. I feel like Shep, he gets very insecure and feels emasculated or, you know, less dominant. And then he acts out. And it's very typical human behavior to have your ego injured and react out of it. But I got to say, within us... I'm like, it's the thing I'm most aware of is like, okay, am I acting out of, you know, feeling emasculated or my ego being bruised?
Yeah, you're so
and
sweet.
I do it a lot. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm human, but I really try not to do that. Like, I think it's very, very unattractive quality. But hey, I accept people who do it. It's all good. Shep, I don't, you know... dislike him, but no, that was a bad choice on his part.
It's just what he probably does 10 times worse when he's not being filmed.
True that.
You know? Oh, we're back. We're back.
What a drag.
Okay. So, then they're all in Jamaica. They had their dinner. It's kind of uneventful, except for Shep being a dick. And then Austin and Madison go off to chat.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I like that chat. I'm very happy about
it. They used to date.
Yeah, I know. It seems very good for Austin.
Do you think she's over him?
Yes.
Totally.
I think she's totally, like, literally above him.
Mm-hmm.
Not just over, but above.
Well, she...
For some reason, she just seems more of like a motherly... Like, it's like she's grown and he just stayed.
Exactly. Like every girl in Charleston.
But, you know, I like Austin. He'd be fun to hang out with.
He's
kind of like a sleazy, goofy.
I think, and like, Shep's not wrong when he's like, you just want to be me. Because Austin came on a couple seasons after Shep was on, and he really did, you know, try to out, like he, okay, so the first season he was on, Shep was wheeling this girl, Chelsea. And then Austin came and just sniped Chelsea right away.
It's just, Austin's just got this thing, like, he wants, so, like, attention. He's got a big ego.
Yeah.
He's got something to deal with.
What did you think about him and his therapist? We didn't talk too much about that.
Oh, him and his therapist, that shit's fucking weird. Like, that, first of all, it's redundant. Like, I don't feel like hearing the same stories that I'm hearing in Bravo fucking whatever, interview rooms or whatever they call them.
Yeah, one-on-ones.
The one-on-ones, it's like, okay, I heard him talk about this. He's told Craig this. He's told this. But, like, it's too much repetition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the therapist, I'm sorry, lady, but we're from Canada. We have different practices here. those practices are basically illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you should not what be is that? Giving them suggestions about what they should do no. with their lives. Like, it's not...
They have to figure it out themselves.
That's not the way, you know, non-toxic therapy
And goes. Your mom's a therapist, so you know.
My mother is a therapist. You know, I've always been a therapist to my friends and stuff.
Yes, and to me.
I'm probably going to go into, when I continue my studies, to go into studying psychology.
Mm-hmm. You should, because you already know it, because you're a Pisces moon.
Well, yeah.
And you're special.
No, not special, just normal like everyone else.
I know, but you're kind of special.
Well, the dog's special.
He is special. He's sitting between us right now, and he's so cute.
So, Austin, yeah, Austin's just, he's got some things to figure out, and so does Shep. Craig's, like, not too bad. Craig's not too bad. Craig's good.
Yeah.
But Craig, I don't know about him and Paige. Like,
I know. Because, like, to be honest, like...
I just feel like it doesn't work.
Everyone's different. But I feel like when you were, like... When we were long distance, I was just, like, chomping at the bit to live in the same city as you. Like, I couldn't not be in the same... But maybe that speaks to me. Like, I'm not... Like, she's a very independent woman. And maybe I wasn't... As independent, like, I had my own apartment, I had my own great job, I had all of everything going for me. I didn't need you, but I wanted you.
Well, there's different realities of love. And,
yeah.
You know, that might not be mine, but it might be theirs. And
Craig seems sad.
For me, I...
And, like, I wanted to marry you from the moment I had sex with you.
Yeah.
And she is, like, crying about getting married.
Yeah. No, like, we got married. It was pretty cool. So, that's basically it. Austin, Madison, and then we saw the...
Oh, you know. And she says, I think you're in love with Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, no. He's like, no, you got that wrong.
That's so funny.
He's like, I'm actually in love with Olivia. And Olivia is watching this whole thing, watching them talk, and she's pissed that they're talking.
Yeah, she's like, oh, my God.
She's like, as if, like, she has a husband, like, you know?
Yeah.
And she's not happy about it, but really they're just, like, it's very obvious that they're not, like, Madison is definitely not into Austin from what I, like, the body language and, like, the vocabulary that I see.
Madison?
But no, she knows how to drive a storyline. And so sitting down with Austin and getting him to confess things is a great way to drive storyline.
She's got definitely a dense presence.
Yeah.
Her
jaw?
Her jaw is dense.
No, but, like, it's like goes to the left a bit.
Yeah, it must be, like, a southern thing. I don't know. Her and Olivia have shit going on, but love it. I think I love character, and I'm, you know, perfection's nice.
Oh, but
nothing is perfect.
Imperfections are where it's at.
But real characteristics, I don't know. I like nice, like, unique characteristics. Or deep characteristics that are seen within cultures, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think a southern cultures have some physical characteristics that maybe come from certain breeding trajectories.
Yeah.
Who knows? But, you know, Madison, she's got this solidity to her. There's also, like, I'm not sure about her husband. Like, I don't know if he's nice or not. I don't know enough
he
about
seems
him.
Nice.
But he's never present. That may be because he's not on the show. But yeah, Madison's got something tough about her for sure. And when she was talking to Austin, it just seemed kind of a motherly. But she was totally wrong about Taylor, which was weird.
Yeah.
But. You know, that's about it.
Well, I mean, it's not wrong of her to think that, because I think that she's seeing, like, him and Taylor be, like, shady and shit, so...
Yeah, maybe she needed a reaction.
Exactly. Now, I'm reading the Daily Beast article about the recap, and it's saying, Craig and Paige's shady relationship might be the scandal we've all been waiting for this season, so... But...
Oh.
I don't think that's true because, I mean, in real time, they're together. I'm watching them be together today, you know? They've got a collab. She did a collab with his pillow company. So, I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. I don't see it going the distance, but we could all be wrong. Like, maybe they're just, like, super comfortable in their relationship and people are trying to create things that don't exist.
Yep. Definitely possible that happens.
Because, like, I don't know, like, maybe Paige is just, like, not desperate, you know? She's like, no, I have my life here. I love you, but I have my life, and I'm holding on to that. And one thing, everyone's always like, why won't Paige move to Charleston? Why won't Craig move to New York? Why can't Craig
move? Why would she move to the less city?
Well, because if you're going to have a kid and, like, you're going to have a life, like, as a married couple and have kids, Charleston's the place to do it. It's not in New York City, you know? But she loves New York City, and it's obvious that she's not ready for that life yet.
Well, on that note, have yourselves a great evening. The dog needs a walk.
Yeah.
Good day and good night.
Good day and good night. And follow us on All Emo Music with a K on Instagram. Yeah. Courtney Farron Zero on TikTok and
OLIMO. Courtney, yeah, Tache would be TACHE.
That's on Instagram, yeah, 1212. So we'll put it in the show notes, but everyone have a great day.